conversations, interviews, rants, and discussions about society, technology, food, art, culture, games, music, education, business, community building and marketing, communications, board games, old science, new cars, body piercing, body painting, competitive eaters, zombies and vampires, and more. You're listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk.
Hello, it is Harry Hawk in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Today we're talking with Miha Vasilan from Romania, and he'll have to pronounce where exactly he's from. It was a little bit too hard for me when we were in rehearsal, but we're going to be talking to Miha all about internet culture and specifically about the power and some of the benefits of SEO, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit of what it's like to grow up on the internet, but in Romania, as opposed to, at least from my experience, North America. Miha, welcome to the show.
Hey, bro. Well, actually, I'm from Romania, but my city is pronounced Severin. It's a southwest city, and it's actually a pretty big community right here. We actually live near the sea, so my city is actually growing up slower, but you know, it's great to grow up, even in Romania.
What body of water, what ocean is it that you're near?
Danubian.
And what countries are you near?
Well, we are neighbors with Serbia. On the west side, we are with Hungary.
Hungary.
Yeah.
All right. So, Miha, what is your recollection? First of all, why don't you tell everybody just how old you are, just a very short little bio about yourself.
Well, I have 21 years old. At the moment, I study at the Betatron Civil College at public administration. Just for now, I make a living from SEO and blogging. That's all I do for the moment. On the job marketing right here, you know, it's actually so low. You can't actually find a job that easy. Probably for most of the European countries is the same, but here it's even worse.
Miha, when we met on the website Fiverr.
Yeah.
Is that one of several sites you use to look for work?
Well, actually, I signed up on Fiverr just for curiosity, because I saw an article on some Romanian websites that they are actually freelancers, but they make profit from Fiverr. And I was like, whatever, I can do that. So I jumped to Fiverr, throw a few gigs to see what's up. The best part on Fiverr is that you can actually make profit from the things you know, right? As a freelancer, that's all you have to do. But on Fiverr, the opportunities are a bit, I don't know, you can actually do whatever you want as long as you do it well.
Are you on any other sites, Elance or any of those other ones?
Well, actually, no. I have my own websites, but if someone wants to cooperate with me or do a few projects, we contact each other, not actually from a freelance website.
Now, you're born in 1994. The internet already at that point is well-established, and in that early mid-90s here in the United States, it's starting to become popular. Somewhere around that time, we have the massive influx of folks from AOL who get all of a sudden access to the internet. But growing up in Romania, what is your earliest memory of the internet? And, you know, it's 1994 and whatever. At some point, you start to have some memories.
2008, the data started to I had access in internet back in the days in 2008. And for the first time, I actually had, I had no idea what I was doing, right? My early memories of internet. I don't know, let's say like 2 years ago when I first started to blog.
Okay, but we can go back to 2008 is when you first started to be aware of it.
Yeah. And actually, my first website that I actually made was actually a forum. From that forum, I started to learn SEO, HTML, CSS, and other programming language. And I said, hey, whatever, I can start making money from that one. And I jumped to another forum that's actually grown up pretty fast. It was about the general stuff. And in like 2 months, it reached 100 and somehow users, right? And people wanted me to get specific design for it. And people start to donate.
That's fantastic. So if I'm following the story okay, so far, in 2008, you created one forum and then another. And the second forum was able to quickly attract 100 users. And some people were interested in it enough that they started to donate a little bit of money towards it.
Yeah, right.
And what was that forum was about? You said fitness?
Well, actually, it was about everything.
Well, everything is a topic that I like.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have specific categories like sport, news, gaming, software, hardware, help sections, you know.
So really a general purpose online community.
Yeah, right. And I made it just for fun, but it goes up to be so viral.
From that initial success, what comes next? I mean, what I really want to know is how did you get interested in SEO and how did you really go from knowing what it was to learning how to do it?
I met my friend in high school and somehow we find out that we have talent in writing, right? So we start to make blogs, and it was a small competition between us, and it still is because, you know, we are friends, right? We wanted to make our blogs more viral, to increase the traffic, and we start to Google, right? And I found a few articles about SEO and how it can increase your blog traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we started learning. I did a few things. He actually did another things. And somehow we picked the great ones from what we did, because I still have the old blogs that I actually now are just for test, right? But to be where I am right now, I actually screwed a few blogs.
Okay. So again, let me unpack that. What you're saying is that you tried some of the things that you read while your friend tried a few different things. You would compare notes. And in that process, unfortunately, you did some things that Google didn't like, and you had a few sites get penalized.
Yep.
So what does that feel like to go from growing users to all of a sudden sort of the black hole of the internet?
Yeah, I had a blog, which is I made it for conspiracy terrorists, right? Stories about.
I didn't quite hear that. Say it again.
A story about a conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And actually, in Romania, those type of articles are actually getting so much traffic right now. And I did a few articles. I saw that I get so much traffic from Google, and I said, "Oh, wait, I can probably, if I Google some tutorials, I can actually boost the blog." And a few scripts that actually were black hat, and my blog didn't last so long. And I actually found that it was it was a spam website. And
Google labeled you spam.
All right. And my blog still is, the old blog still is a spam site. I didn't found any method to actually remove him from spam.
It's still being categorized that.
Yeah, right.
It's important that if you're listening to this, you didn't try to create a spam site. Google is, based on the experiments that you were doing, labeled that site.
Yeah.
It's an important distinction.
And from that point, I've learned what is great to do and what is not great to do. And here's where I am right now.
All right. So then it's one thing to kind of learn some of these SEO tricks and obviously to learn what's white hat, gray hat, and black hat. But then, well, honestly, there's some coding. There's some technical knowledge that's needed. How did you pick that up?
When I start blogging, my first and still is my favorite platform is Blogger, right? Blogger actually
Let's tell everybody a little bit about Blogger. It was really popular. Now it's not necessarily as popular.
Well,
if you're hearing this, Blogger, originally Blogspot, was created by an independent company and purchased by Google sometime actually around the time in the early 2000s. It was a blogging platform that was competing with others. And while a bunch of these other platforms have sort of grown, like some things that sort of come into Google, they don't necessarily get the full attention that you might expect. And it has languished a little bit, but still they have now put some more work into it. And I have always used Blogspot and now Blogger for my blogging since the very first time I started blogging in 2003.
Most people in Romania, probably in other countries too, want to know what's the difference between WordPress, another free platform, and Blogger, which is another free platform. The difference
before you say that, what do you think the big three or four blogging platforms are? WordPress, Blogger, what else?
Well, I tried free platforms. It was Blogger, WordPress, and Photomotion, which also has a blogging. You can also make a blog from it, right? And of course, the Photomotion blogging, it's getting worse and worse. You can do almost anything to it, and that's dropped, right? Blogger, it's actually very popular in my country because it's free. You don't have ads paid, only if you want to, from AdSense, right?
AdSense being the Google created and managed ads.
Yeah, right. It gives you full access to the XML file.
Which file?
XML.
XML, okay. It gives you, XML. Which is the structured markup language.
Yeah,
XML.
Yeah. And on your side, on WordPress, if you go for the free platform, I'm not actually talking about, you download the code base and the search, you actually upload it to a server. No, I'm talking about the WordPress free server, free blogging. You can actually go to make a WordPress blog, but you have to pay to have access to it. You have to pay for several things. For example, plugins, a few plugins you have to pay. And it's actually WordPress put some ads to your blog without your permission. You can delete, you can't. That's your problem, right? But if I want to make a profit from my blog, and I will actually go for Blogger.
I think we should talk about at least some of the strengths of WordPress, which is the core of it is open source, and you can host your own if you have your own server. Obviously, you can write your own plugins, but there's probably hundreds or thousands of plugins available.
The difference, of course, WordPress has a few things that are greater than Blogger. For example, your blog will be quite easily indexed in Google because of WordPress. WordPress actually giving pings to every search engines, right?
Yep.
And your article will get quite easily indexed. While on Blogger, you have to code, you have to do a lot of things before your article actually gets indexed. And a friend of mine, probably he will hear this podcast too. He made a blog on Blogger and another one on WordPress. And the WordPress made PageRank 2 or 3 in like 4 months, right?
Right. Let's stop right there. Okay, we're talking about SERPs, search engine results pages. And you're listening to this, you know, when you go into Google, on the bottom there's page 1, page 2, page 3. And Miha has just said his friend created 2 blogs. The one created with WordPress within 2 months was on the second or third results page, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
And the Blogger site?
Well, not doing well. Only a few articles were indexed, and the more work was on Blogger, obviously.
It took more work to get Blogger to break through. Now, that seems a little bit strange because people tend to think if they're on a Google property that Google's going to like it more.
It doesn't work that way. Most of times, it doesn't work that way. Because, I don't know, probably, for example, if you use WordPress, you will get so much, the article will get quite easily indexed. While on Blogger, I don't see the reason. I have a Blogger on myself, and I had the WordPress too. And yeah, the WordPress is, the bottom line, WordPress is great if you, right now you will join in blogging, and you have no idea whatsoever it's blogging, and you just want to do it. Or if you want to publish your stuff. stories, your experience, and so on, and you have no idea about coding, you just go for WordPress. But if you like coding, you like to impress your readers by design, by scripts, and so on, well, Blogger is for you.
All right. Well, I'm certainly in the Blogger camp. Miha, do you think there's a difference if someone's using their blog within the Blogspot domain versus putting their own domain on it?
That depends. For example, I have my website and it has almost 3 years old. And I didn't want to put a domain because I expected Google to still do a PageRank update, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to put a domain right now. I was waiting for that PageRank. Probably Google still is not doing and the SEO news about this particular case it are known. So nobody knows. Back in like a few months ago, Google removed the toolbar of the PageRank toolbar, and they.
What did they remove? I'm having trouble hearing.
Well, that PageRank toolbar. I know. Actually, just read from a website.
I'm confused.
Well, bottom line, Google don't want to do more PageRank updates.
Okay, you're talking about the algorithm itself.
Yeah.
And they've used other more complex algorithms. We can think about Penguin and Panda and so forth.
Yeah. Which actually kind of sucks because Romania, most bloggers more bloggers are trying to come with unique content, but also SEO optimized content for PageRank. That's how you can make profit in Romania from your blog, right? If you don't have PageRank, even if your blog is actually very indexed, you have so much traffic, you're a niche blog, you don't write about everything, right? You are focused on some niche, right? Nobody give attention to you if you don't have a PageRank. And I can tell that from my own experience. I collaborated with a few companies. They always, okay, I want to publish a few articles on your website. What PageRank do you have? Well, I don't have a PageRank. Then we cannot talk about it.
All right. We're kind of running out of time here, and I want to get to a couple of really quick points, and then, well, we're out of time. But you have a business right now where you're helping people find templates, modify the templates, and use a bunch of white hat SEO techniques to help those blogs to get found by Google and Bing and so forth. Why should somebody hire you to do that?
I know what I can do. For example, back in the days, I did wrong stuff, and I noticed the scripts that actually sent me to that corner, right? And I know what can I do to make that blog jump some position in Google, right? I do cheap work.
All right. So there you have it. The power of your dollar goes further in Romania. We're coming to the end of the podcast, and there may be some people out there who would like to hire you to modify, change, or augment their Blogger site. And I understand that it's a range of pricing, but what is the starting point?
Well, that depends the complexity of the project. $75 is the starting price.
It's going to be a range, and if you're interested, you can find the links to him, his links to Facebook, the links to his blog and so forth in the show notes for this episode. Well, let me ask you, can you stick around for some overtime?
Sure, why not?
We're going to have to end this episode right here. You can go to my site, talkingabouteverything.com, and this is going to be episode number 10, and you can look up and see all the different ways to get in touch with Miha. This is Harry Hawk, and you have been listening to Talking About Everything, a podcast with me, Harry Hawk. And I want to thank everybody for listening in. And if you have some more time, you can look for the overtime link and you can hear the rest of the conversation. And if you don't have time, well, we certainly both appreciate you listening to this episode. This is Harry Hawk saying bye-bye.
My name is Chuck Fresh, and I am being paid to thank you for listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk. Harry wants to hear from you on Twitter at HHawk or HarryHawk@gmail.com. And now, a word from our sponsor, Life Extension Coach, and favorite chef. Hawk Digital Marketing is focused on bringing brands and people together. We build communities of interest based on trust and transparency, where consumers and brands can converse, learn, discuss, or solve problems together, while creating a long-term connection, entanglement, between you and your customers. Once connected, we help you engage, communicate, sell, present, educate, and inform. Evolve your communications with us. HawkSocialMarketing.com.